Hey friends, it's Graham. I'm cutting in at the top to remind you to check out the Sandy Pug Games Kickstarter for Monster Care Squad. That's the game that we are playing. You can find information about that in the show notes. I also wanted to shout out one really cool idea in this Kickstarter. They have set aside some of the money from the Kickstarter to pay people to make content for the game. This is called the Aldamura Historical Society. You can check the Sandy Pug Games Twitter at Sandy Pug Games for more information about that. Also in the show notes, there's a handful of organizations that Sandy Pug asked us to shout out. These are some of the same organizations that we shouted out back in June, so definitely check those out as well. We had originally planned to throw this up about a week apart, but didn't want to disrupt the roulette storyline too much with this little side quest, so you're getting both at once. I hope you enjoy. Welcome back to the Roll Less Taken Homestead. I am your MC. I am Graham. I might not have introduced myself on the previous episode. and I am joined again by some unfamiliar to the people who listen to the Roll Less Taken, but maybe familiar if you listen to some of their shows, people. Why don't you introduce yourselves? We can use the same order as last time.
Sure. Hi, I'm Jory. I am usually at many realms. You can find us at the Realmscast at most social media and therealmscast.com if you want to take a listen. And here I am playing Dr. Yakov Franken, and I'm excited to find a monster.
Hi, I'm Susanna. I am from the Thornvale podcast. That is an actual play Monster of the Week show focusing around three monster hunters as they struggle to protect a small town off the coast of Florida. And I am playing Alana Fernsby, a fungi expert.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Derek from Rolling Misadventures. We are a tabletop-based podcast where I bring a whole bunch of podcasters together, force them to play a tabletop game, and typically turn those into one or two episode improv audio dramas with full sound design and backing scores. And you can find that at rollingmisadventures.com.
And we all met because we happened to be on the Cast Junkie Discord server, so I did want to give a shout out to all of those folks as well that we are all friends with on Cast Junkie.
Yes.
And also thank you to Josh from the All Ports Open Network, who did the cover art for this and also is on the Cast Junkie server. So thank you to him as well. So you are in the town of Whalecrest. Whalecrest? I forget the name. Whalecrest. Forget the name of the town I made up.
Rider life, dude.
You are in the town of Whalecrest in a slightly run-down hotel because your mentor did not do super great on his first roll of the game. You are currently trying to find information. Well, you found a bunch of information about a creature known as the Masked Seton, who appears to be infected with the False Gold, a disease that turns monsters into, well, monsters, causes them to rampage and sometimes harm people or destroy buildings. You've done some digging, you've managed to track down the symptoms that this monster seems to have, and you seem to know where it comes from and lives, and you have a pretty good idea that it's going to be returning tomorrow night to maybe feed again. You are in your hotel room. Who is waking up first?
I think Cleary's a bright and early riser.
I think I'm like, you know, mid-morning most of the time. I try to get up a little earlier if we're like on a job.
I'll be in the middle then.
All right. I think sometime after all three of you are up, the calm stone that your mentor gave you starts to ring. It's sort of a crystalline ringing sound in the little like case starts glowing. It's basically a magic cell phone. Yeah, Dr. Homestead, your mentor, says, "All right, fail team, how are you doing?"
"Quite well.
We're making great progress towards finding and curing the beast."
"Yeah, so it is a beast. That's good. I'm glad I sent you then. I don't know, you'll be pleased to hear that I have solved my case already, taken care of, and I am just kicking back in the hot tub at the ski lodge for the last, you know, roughly 18 hours.
Good for you.
So go me. What are you planning to do next?
Go get some material so we don't get scorched to death, and then wait for the thing to show up tonight. We think, based on its previous actions, it should be showing up tonight sometime.
All right. Seems like a reasonable hypothesis. I must have trained somebody well. One of you three.
And in the meantime, we are trying to figure out a cure that not only takes care of magma tears, but also possibly fire breath and blood crystals. So a whole bunch of symptoms going on with this one.
Mm. Well, good luck with that. I've got to go have breakfast. And he just like hangs up on you. He's not very helpful.
I need to find a better internship.
All right. What do you want to do?
Well, let's go try to find something that won't get us burned to death.
I'd like to try and find some kind of cooling, like minty coolant or ice that won't melt. Just like something, as you said in the end of the last session, that would be like a cooling effect on the monster.
All right. And Cleary, what do you got?
And I think I would...
Sorry, go ahead.
I think as far as supplies go, I would probably look for some way to... keep the monster in one place once it's on the beach.
Okay. So there is a move called Shopping List in which you can roll with acuity and figure out where to get a vital ingredient. And there is a roll called Seeking Wisdom that you can make that will tell you where the materials are. Do either of those sound like things you want to try?
I think for me, seeking wisdom, because I think maybe I'm more foraging than shopping.
Okay. That is a lure roll.
Sorry, that was a what roll?
Allure.
Lure. Allure. Right.
Yes.
That's a 12.
12, all right. You can ask me two questions, and I will answer both of them truthfully.
Any two questions. All right. What? That's a lot of... I'm going to say, are there any herbs or natural remedy sort of things that are kind of like cooling, stay cold, do well with being like frozen and ingested, something like that?
I think there are aloe
on a sunburn kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's a plant that is kind of a minty aloe hybrid, and that actually does grow in fairly big quantities in like a field fairly close to the train station. Actually, it's one of the concierge tells you about this.
Okay. And then my second question is, can I get that? I'd like to, because the creature eats fish, so I know there's a fish shortage, but I would like to get what did you call it? It was just an aloe?
I'm going to call it minty aloe.
Minty aloe?
Very creative.
Okay, so I'd like to get the minty aloe in a fish to like make almost like a little pill for the creature to swallow to help him heal up.
All right, that sounds...
He has to take it every 4 hours for a few days.
Take two and call me in the morning. All right. I'm going to say that you can talk to the concierge. You're talking to Mizuki, who's one of the concierge, and says, I mean, they do have some tuna down at the dock. It's been pretty much the only thing they've been able to catch are just like big tuna. You can probably get a couple of them.
All right. And that's my plan.
All right. I think I heard Susanna, it sounded like you were about to do something. You had a plan?
Yeah, I think the shopping one makes the most sense for me.
Okay. Do you want to roll for that?
Yep. All right, I got a 12.
Dang, killing it with the rolls tonight.
Well.
So you are looking for What exactly are you looking for?
I am looking for fire retardant materials and helmets.
Okay. Yeah, you're a shipment just came in from another port that is also down by the dock. It was sort of sent here by accident, you've heard, through the grapevine. You kind of wandered down to the docks and were talking to a sailor who was like, yeah, we have a whole crate of this stuff and we don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go down and try to buy some.
All right. Yeah, they sell it to you.
Cool. Do I have to spend a supply on that?
Yeah. Let's just do that. Okay. That's a good thing to spend a supply on.
Yeah, it makes sense. So now I don't have any. I think we're all supposed to start with one.
Yeah, I think you are correct. And Claire, what are you working on?
So I think I want to use the move, okay, here's the plan. Mm-hmm. Not as a complete plan, but for that trap idea.
Okay. So roll plus fine.
That is a 10.
All right. So you got a clock segment completed, and I will answer truthfully. So I think, yeah, pitch an idea and I will tell you how it goes.
Okay. So the plan that I'm seeing right now, we know it's going to come up on the beach towards the bananas. At some point, we're going to need to kind of wrangle it to make sure that it ingests whatever medication that we are bringing. Mm-hmm. So I need some way to maybe spring a net on it or tether it.
Okay.
To the nearby trees.
Actually, there are questions. I'm just was misreading that. So the questions are, what are the foreseeable risks with this plan? What do we need to make this plan work? And what is one unforeseen risk to the plan?
I want to say, what do we need to make this plan work?
I would say you need a shit ton of rope.
Okay. And what is one unforeseen risk to this plan?
I think the unforeseen risk is that the one of the symptoms for the thing, I don't know, this might be a foreseeable risk now that I'm saying it aloud, but one of the symptoms that the monster has could burn through or cut through the rope.
Okay.
So we need fire retardant rope or like metal. Just like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Some sort of cabling.
Yeah, cable.
Okay. That's the kind of thing they might also have down by the docks.
All right. I will head down that way.
You probably run into me as I'm like carrying like a big box of like fire resistant clothing and just like it dwarfs me.
I'm just hanging out with a salmon.
I think why don't you also make a here's the plan roll, Yaakov.
Oh, my plan?
Yeah, for your plan.
What am I? I had to roll a d20. That's not this game.
Not quite.
What am I rolling with?
It is plus fine.
Fine. Okay, so that is a 9.
Okay, so you get to ask one question, and I will answer truthfully. And it is foreseeable risks with this plan. What do we need to make it work? Or one unforeseen risk?
What's an unforeseen risk of my plan of trying to get it to ingest medication?
That is a very good question. I think one of the unforeseen risks is that I got two ideas and I'm trying to decide which one's better. I think one of the unforeseen risks is that the activity on the beach could attract other monsters that may want the medicine as well.
Ooh.
Oh, or rather the fish that contains the medicine. Let's see. I think actually I might just do another one of those for the flame retardant material plan.
Okay. Sure.
Unless you want to do a different move for it.
I think maybe like novel application when you invent a new way to apply a medicine or treatment. Maybe like, you know, we're going to try to like crawl in like a wound of this thing and just start applying salve. And
right,
so we need to not get burned. I don't know.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think that would work. I'm just trying to find the novel application. So let's see. It requires special material, which you've got. It'll be expensive.
I don't know if that works for something I need to roll, but
yeah, I don't think you don't actually need to roll, but I can give you up to three of the following complications. The list is: it'll require special material, it'll be expensive to build or complete or practice, you'll need local help, it'll take longer than you'd like, the best you can do is a prototype, or it has an unexpected side effect or flaw.
So I've done special material, and it's expensive to build or practice.
I would say that those two are already done, and I'll give you one more just for fun. I think it will have an unexpected side effect or flaw to be determined.
Okay.
I'm going to keep that in my belt.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
All right. I can do that when I want later on.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else that you... It's probably about, I'd say, noonish right now. Is there... What else do you folks want to do?
I think, other than that, since we did do that deal with the captain from yesterday, I think I just kind of want to, like, get her on board with helping us do this. So, like, if this thing tries to retreat into the water, I want to have her, like, ready to go after it, basically.
I wonder if the captain has a net on her boat that we could use to our advantage.
Yeah, I think she does.
The question is, would it be like a cable type thing that we could use, or is it more like rope and stuff?
It's a pretty large fishing vessel. It's got a big net that is good for, that is made of cable, yeah.
Okay. So could we just like ask her to borrow it, I guess?
Trying to see if there's a good move that is related to that.
I think it'd be seeking wisdom. You ask a local source about the materials you need.
Yeah, why don't we roll that, somebody?
Yeah, not me.
What am I rolling with? I can do it.
It's a lure.
It is plus a lure again, yeah.
Oh yeah, you don't want me to roll that one.
I have a zero, so.
It's better than me.
Oh, that was a six and a three. So that's a nine.
All right. Yeah, you can ask me again two questions. One will be true and one will be a lie.
About, and I'm asking about the fish.
Yeah.
The captain.
Or the fishing vessel.
The fishing vessel. Is the fishing vessel powerful enough, or like is the net strong enough to contain the beast?
Okay, what's the other, what are I, are those both the questions?
And
the,
oh, right, of course. And the other question would be... Huh. Does anybody... I actually don't have two. What else do we want to know about the fishing vessel? Can I ask my friends?
would it be able to keep the other monsters at bay if we were to attract attention?
Good idea.
That is a good one. The answer to both questions is yes.
Helpful.
So the answer to one question is no.
Yep. I guess we'll find out.
Yep. I think this is coming together as a plan. Is there anything else that anybody wants to do before everybody gets in position for the actual treatment?
I think it would be a good idea if we took some of those bananas and kind of like spread them out like on the edges of the area to like maybe hope that the other monsters kind of like go there and don't try to attack us. Like they aren't attracted to the big monster, and hopefully they'll ignore us and go after the bananas. Because didn't we learn that they like bananas?
It came up in the legend.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that definitely all sounds good. So do you have a signal with Captain Jaconde, or is she just going to be sitting out there all evening?
I think once she doesn't have to sit out there all evening, but she can wait, you know, until we go out there, and then she'd probably just hang out with us.
Okay. I will also just throw this out there. I think when you talk to her, the quartermaster, whose name I forgot to give you, but his name is Fadehelm McKay.
It's a great name.
He actually says, you know, thank you for basically confirming that he's not losing his grip on reality. And he, you can also sort of call in a favor with him if you need it.
Well, we'll have him along for the ride, I guess.
Cool. All right. If nobody has anything else, we can go straight to the symbiosis phase, because I think you've done enough stuff to really justify coming up with a plan.
Cool.
Yep. Did we mark all the clock things, or?
There was one left that I had not yet marked.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Symbiosis.
Symbiosis is a good phase.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like metaphase. That was a phases of the cell joke.
It was a good one. I appreciated it.
I'm glad. I was confused because it was met with dead silence.
It took me a second because it's been a while since, I don't know, like 10th grade biology.
I gotta be honest, for a second I was like, is that a Pokemon?
So
I guess we just camp out on the beach and wait.
Yeah, where are you guys gonna go? And then I'll explain the control track system.
I am probably gonna try to like hide in the trees to like watch this from a distance and see what happens before we go and put our plan into action.
My plan is to feed him a pill, so I think I'm just out in the open with a fish.
A minty, slimy fish.
With a fish?
Oh, yeah. I put the thing in the fish.
Oh, you put the medicine in the fish. Okay.
Yeah, so that he'll eat it. Okay. Like, you know, when you give a dog his medication, you put it in peanut butter.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a giant pill pocket.
Yeah. Basically. And do you have, like, a lot more of that medicine just in case?
Sure.
Like, we need to find another way to apply it?
Yeah. I grabbed more than would go in the one fish.
I'd say, yeah. Okay. It was growing pretty freely.
All right, good.
Cool. And where are you at, Cleary?
So I'm going to go around, set up the little side caches of bananas that was suggested to also keep the others away from the main area.
Sounds good.
So I imagine I'm probably right on that water line.
Okay. Sounds good. So the control track system, in addition to having the cure clock that you have to fill up, which is a 4-step clock, basically you are starting off at D4 for control. So when you make a control roll, you're going to roll with the D4 and try to beat a 10. But as you go up on the control, you're going to... be able to use a D6, then a D8, then a D10, and then a D12. The monster is starting off at a D12 and is going to come down toward you. And you can also push each other back and forth on the control track.
Okay.
As you do various moves. So yeah.
Okie dokie.
Night has fallen. It is getting dark. The scene is set. You can see off in the distance Captain Jaconde's boat is coming in with the net. On hand, and you can start to feel that earthquake again, the sort of rumbling and shaking, and the trees are swaying a little bit, and then it's almost as though the ocean rises, and you just see a very large just shape emerge from the water. You can hear just water rushing off of its back, and it is basically a giant whale-shaped creature that is walking around on four slightly stubby and also slightly flat legs that kind of look like they can work underwater as flippers, but on land they are pretty sturdy.
Is it cute?
It is cute for something that is extremely large.
Okay.
Big is a valid form of cute.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like I probably find it cute.
Yeah, I know. It sounded really adorable.
It's something about stubby legs that gets me.
It's just a big face. It's a big shape on little legs just waddling around.
Yeah, a little bit. And it's also got like a stony or bony crest on its forehead that kind of covers its, like, under its eyes and across the top of its head. And it looks kind of like a giant rock. But it is definitely part of the creature. And that is the crest of the crest itself.
Can we see the issues with it?
Yeah, you can definitely see. External? Yeah, you can sort of see in a couple of places. There are like mostly along its belly. There are some like glowing red stones that sort of look like they formed, and like there is its eyes. It almost looks like its eyes are glowing, but that's kind of the magma pooling in the bottom of its crest under its eyes. And it is not currently breathing fire.
Okay. That's an ominous way of saying that.
It's not at all ominous.
All right.
So, who's doing what? It is starting to come towards the grove of trees, but it has noticed the fish that are next to Yakov.
I was imagining myself holding the fish up flat-palmed, like how you feed a horse.
It is a very large mouth that could probably swallow you whole, but it is coming towards you, yeah.
I have a move. I'm trying to read it. The font is small. I have a move here called Set Him Up.
Okay.
When you use subterfuge, trickery, and a subtle action to mislead, trap, or confuse the monster, which I think I'm doing by using a pill pocket, on a 10 plus, the monster falls for your trick completely. And then if I roll worse, there's problems with it. Can I roll that to see if I can get it to eat my fish?
Yeah, go for it. Roll plus fine.
But now I'm rolling a 4, right? A d4?
No, for this you are rolling your fine stat, so 2d6.
Okay. 13.
Nice.
13. Dang. You get to... The monster falls for your trick completely. You advance on the control track and pick one. You set somebody else perfectly so you can give plus one to somebody else, or you catch a glimpse of a hidden truth and gain a session ace, or you get to diagnose one of the wounds and you can ask a thing that I can do or can't do because of a wound.
I would like to set Susanna up.
Okay.
I forgot your character's name when I was trying to say that. Alana. I would like to set Alana up so that she can get a plus one.
Okay. So you get a plus one if you exploit the situation that was created, which I think is now like coming up. It is kind of more gently than you expected it to. It has actually taken the very large fish out of your hand and has sort of swallowed it down. And you can hear some sort of like almost like seeming or sizzling as the belly of the beast is hitting the minty aloe. Just kind of chilling it out a little bit.
All right. As soon as that happens and it's kind of distracted, I am going to yell, "Captain, now!" And just kind of try to get the captain to get the boat up close and toss the what's it called?
Net.
Net, yes. Toss the net over top.
All right.
To try to get some control on this guy.
For the sake of this, I will say make that an allure roll, because you are leading a small squad.
Yeah, okay. 7.
Okay, so I think, yeah, it does start to work, but the monster is now aware that it is kind of being held down. So I think that is going to move it closer to you all on the force clock, or the control clock, chart, track. One of those things.
All right. Are there any like crystals sticking off of the monster?
There are some, but they look like they are mostly on its belly at the moment.
Okay. I want to try to knock them off.
Okay.
To like help it feel better, I guess.
I'm going to call that a cure roll, and I think that's one of the ones that you do with the control dice. So that is a d6.
Okay. Do I just roll a d6?
Yeah, it is just a d6.
Then I don't think I can do anything.
I
have to get at least a 7 to 9.
Right.
I'm just trying to like make it feel better so it's more under control. I think I'm not really trying to cure it. I'm just trying to fix that one little spot. Does that work?
So here's an idea that I have. Considering one of my specialties was being able to make bandages out of anything nearby. Is there a way for me to give Susanna a plus on the roll if I were to make bandages?
Yeah, let's say you made some, like, before you went out there and kind of gave them to everybody. And we'll have that kind of be, like, we'll kind of play a scene backwards almost, like you prepped it before you all went out there.
Okay. I could also...
Okay. That would give you a plus two, right? Because I just also gave you a plus.
I also have a session ace, I think. Right?
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
So I could just roll with that, and that would at least get one of the cure things, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because
these are pretty big, the space that it is covering.
Yeah. All right, I'll give it a try. Thankfully, of these dice, some of the two that are actually finished are the D6 and the D4. I rolled a 6, so I already got a 7.
Okay.
2, so I rolled a 9 total.
Okay. So, you can push the monster back on the control track, but it you are going to lose something to protect your friends. So you can sort of see the monster is now, like, the Seton, I should say, is kind of, like, starting to react, and it looks like it's going to knock Yakov with its mouth, or its nose, as it's kind of starting to wriggle a bit. So pick one. Lose one supply, lose an ace, move back on the control track, or something precious, valuable, or important to the people of the town is destroyed. You have to pick one.
Supply is probably fine. I don't have a supply, so it'd have to be somebody else's supply.
I can lose a supply.
All right.
I think I'm about to get hit by this dude anyway.
Right. So he sort of knocks you, but and kind of crushes your bag a little bit. But, like, Alana shouts, like, just in time for you to get out of the way and miss, like, the brunt of it. So you're kind of knocked back on your butt, but you're kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly okay. You're okay.
Cool.
All right. Clear, what do you want to do?
Now that it's kind of wriggling around and trying to fight, I want to use a move that I have called What Do You Have in Your Mouth?
I love that move. I was hoping somebody would use it.
So what this lets me do is I'm going to attempt to grapple with the monster and try to pin it down. I'm going to say not the monster itself. I think I'm trying to reinforce the net.
Okay. So yeah, roll plus force.
Oh, that's not good. That's a 4.
Ooh.
I don't think we can help with that.
All right. Yeah, you do not successfully do anything. The monster is moving one step closer to you on the track, rather than you moving closer to it. So it is using a D8 now, and you're using D6s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, the net is starting to snap. It isn't completely broken, but there is definitely some, like, you're hearing some creaking and groaning, and like one or two strands kind of, like, under the tension, ping off and, like, carve a little bit of the stone and the hillside next to it out. Let's see. I think at that point, the monster is going to do something with one of its wounds. So I think the pulsating blood crystals have been cured, but the uncontrollable fire burst starts to emerge from its mouth, and you can just hear that kind of, like, coming up like fire through a tube.
Okay.
And its whole mouth and its whole crest area, it becomes wreathed in an intense fire.
Okay.
So it's really hard to get close to at the moment, and it also moves closer to you on the control clock. I think that's going to push you backwards a bit.
I'm going to kind of turn towards the monster, and since I know that we're wearing the fireproof suits or fire-resistant suits, I'm going to try to, like, wave my hands and get it to, like, turn its head towards me so it doesn't, like, get anyone in the boat that's sitting behind it.
Okay. Let's see. I think there is a move. There's probably a move for that, right?
It's probably set him up. Like, okay. Can you use subterfuge and trickery to mislead, trap, or confuse him? Misdirect the monster, that's what it is.
That's a good one. Yeah, roll plus fine.
Okay. That's an 8.
Okay. 7 to 9, pick one. You set somebody else up perfectly. Give plus one to a teammate. Catch a glimpse of hidden truth and gain a session ace, or get a moment to diagnose the monster's wounds and ask me a question about what it can do or can't do because of the wounds.
I think we know more or less, like, what its wounds do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we kind of diagnosed that in the beginning, so I think I'm also going to set one, set somebody up.
Okay.
To, like, give one plus one to a teammate, as long as they have exploited my decision.
Yep.
So maybe, like, distracting the monster could help, is it Cleary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Could help Cleary tighten down and get him under control better.
Okay.
So I'll give plus one to Cleary.
Okie doke.
Okay.
I think just because we've kind of got the turn order now, why don't I check in with Yakov and then I'll come back to you, Cleary.
Sounds good.
I've been trying to think of what I can do. The only thing I can think is is there any evidence that there is some kind of blockage or something in this animal system that I can use my fancy Franken method that I invented to try and clear?
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to give that to you.
Yay, great, because that's all I got. So
it's probably more likely to affect the tear ducts somehow. So there's something that's kind of blocking the tear ducts and causing the fire, the magma tears.
Okay. So it's like some kind of magical surgery from afar method where I can get out the blockage using that. I have it under fine, so would I roll that way?
Let's see. Is it going to, do you think, cure the thing? Because that might be a cure roll.
Okay. I'm happy to say that. So that would be a rolling a d6.
Yeah, and you can also... you have not used a session, character ace, have you yet?
No, so that's a plus...
A d4.
D4. Great. And not plus anything, so that's just 6.
Okay. So... So I think, yeah, it kind of pushes you guys back to the D4 position on the clock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
the method definitely seemed like it was starting to work, but I think you were only able to get, like, one eye. And the other one is still doing its thing. And if you don't get the other one quick, like, it might sort of reform on this side as well. But yeah, I think that's about it. So you are kind of at the risky position here of the D4s.
So that means that we
can
have...
also. Sorry?
So that means that we, it is like the hardest for us to try to cure this thing.
At the moment, yeah.
Okay. Let's try to get him under control.
Cleary, that brings us to you.
All right. I think I'm going to attempt another, what do you have in your mouth? And my thought is, I'm assuming the eye treatment wasn't working because it was still thrashing around, so I'm going to try to lock it down again.
Okay. Yeah, roll that, was it plus force?
Yep. And with the plus one, that puts me at 8.
All right.
On a 7 to 9, your lock is weak, or the monster is using it to their advantage. Advance both of you and the monster on the track.
Okay, I think it can only really go one direction, so it is going to bring you up, back up to the D6. But I think the monster can also... I think it kind of positions it so that the monster is now, like, the flame breath is directly pointing towards Alana.
Cool, I have a distracting mushroom on a staff. I'm going to try to, like, kind of... the way I see it is, like, I can, like, swipe my staff at it and the mushroom gives off spores that kind of like distract creatures for a little bit, you know?
Okay.
So that's kind of what I was thinking. That's just kind of like a really like irritating to the senses or something and just cause them to be distracted. So I'm gonna, can I use that to try to get in a little bit more under control?
Yeah, let's go for that.
Okay.
Because you are kind of in harm's way.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna say make that a plus grit roll. Get okay. It, that's the get in the way. But you can also use your ace for that, I think.
Nope. I rolled a 3 total.
Ooh, yikes. Yeah, you guys are back at the D4 position on the thing.
Can I do anything to get this thing under control?
Roll better?
Yeah,
that would be and this is at the point at which it is going to start, like the magma tears, they start kind of coming back. And it is going to kind of block an escape route for you all. So the tunnel, like, a couple of the magma tears fly towards the tunnel and kind of block that off.
Can I use more of the medication and try and feed it a banana to maybe calm it down?
Sure.
Like maybe some kind of salve situation?
Yeah, let's try that. Let's do... I think that might be a set-em-up roll.
Okay. Ten.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, you get to advance on the control track, so you're pushing the monster back up to D6, and you get to pick one of the following. Set someone up perfectly, catch a glimpse of a hidden truth and get a session ace, or diagnose the wounds and ask me a question about them.
I think I'd like to have a session ace.
All right. That is a D4 on a roll. Yeah.
Great.
I think that brings us back to you, Clary.
Okay. I want to use a move. We go on three.
Okay.
Basically, as we're fighting this and it has gone on a little bit longer, I think that we're just trying to wear it out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And considering that Alana was also trying to help distract and keep it down, that I would ask for her help as well.
Okay.
You want my distraction help?
Go for it. I think both of you roll plus... I think the relevant stat is going to be force. If you're trying to, like, hold it down.
I was thinking grit, just because of the endurance aspect.
Yeah, let's do that. Roll plus grit.
Oh, man. Okay, three.
All right. Alana, you also get to roll plus grit.
Yeah, I rolled a 5.
Oh, boy. all right. I think what happens is the monster kind of, like, manages to break free and break free from the net. The net is still functional, but it is kind of beat up. And it is going to turn around and hide in the ocean for a little bit. Just for narrative sake, you know that it'll come back later. It'll try again. And at that point, just coincidentally, you get your comm stone starts to ring. And your mentor...
Hi, we're in the middle of something.
Actually, wait. I think you have to make... We've got to resolve a move for you retreating first, because you're going to sort of retreat to a safe spot. And kind of regroup. I'm just trying to find that move first. Sorry.
When you retreat, pull back to a safe place and begin a new synthesis phase.
Okay.
Pick one. You encounter the monster, left you with some special insight into the monster's abilities or wounds. Say what it is, gain a session ace. The monster's infected site, its wounds isn't... Infection shifts its wounds to entirely new ones and flees to roost in a completely different biome. Your ground zero view of the mutation begins. You start the synthesis phase with a critical ace as if you succeeded in the diagnosis phase. You call for backup and the mentor joins you for the rest of the encounter.
So, I think you are also about to get a call from the mentor's other move, so I think I'll kind of let you three, pick. Do you want the session ace or the critical ace?
What's the difference, like, functionally?
Session ace is the D4, critical ace is a D8.
Do we get to choose the retreat option?
I'm not sure who picks it, so I'm just kind of giving it to you.
I mean, a critical ace sounds great.
The critical
better
ace,
than a...
yeah.
Yeah, but it also means we know nothing about its wounds now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a massive pain in the ass.
Yep.
I mean,
I think it makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense because we just went toe-to-toe with it and saw. So that makes way more sense about getting the special insight.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Session ace that you all get. And you also get, yes, the call from... Dr. Homestead, who says, I could just feel in the force that you are all letting me down.
It's very big, okay? We don't have a lot of rope.
I mean, isn't that just standard for you?
It is. So I actually contacted the mayor, who is having something brought over to you. Let's see how you do. Yeah, he gets a 7, which gets you another new session ace.
Ooh, goody. Do we all get one?
Yeah.
So okay. We all have 2 session aces.
You've now all got 2 session aces, yeah.
Awesome.
He goes, all right. So they're coming with another batch of more minty aloe, which I think is the right call for this. And he just ends the call with, all right, You've got this. And he just hangs up before you have a chance to respond.
Douche.
I don't know how to deal with this praise.
That is probably the nicest thing he's ever said to you directly, but you do all kind of know there is some affection.
Mm.
All right, so you are kind of, you've got a few minutes to regroup too before it comes back.
Okay, I mean, honestly, I think the plan is pretty solid. Let's make sure that there aren't too many tears in the material that we need to use.
Mm-hmm. Can I spend this time maybe trying to fix the net?
Yeah, I'm going to grab some fronds from the nearby trees and use some leftover banana peels and whatnot to try to fashion it together. Basically making bandages for the net.
Okay.
Okay.
I love a banana peel net. It's slippery, but it also keeps you in place.
So one of my specific specialties is that I can brew a potent attraction potion, which basically means that I can make a potion that makes anything that I'm... It's like connected to my mushroom on my staff. So basically, if I can hit something with it, it'll become very, very attracted to my mushroom and keep its attention really well.
Okay.
Without having to, like, spore it like I did last time.
Trying to figure out if there should be a roll for any of those.
I would imagine it would be fine to make the potion. It specifically uses... like, my specific fine training is fun with fungi, potions, and more, so...
Yeah, let's have everybody make a fine roll.
Okay.
For either fixing the net or making the potion.
Do I get the extra d4 because it's using my specific training?
You can spend an ace to do that, yeah. I think that's what it is.
Okay. I don't know if I necessarily want
to.
That is a 9.
Okay. I also got a 9.
I got a 7.
All right. So, yeah, all three of you succeed on what you were doing.
Yay.
So the net is back to normal. The net is fine. Basically, if you'd rolled a 10+, I was going to call the, synthesis clock from earlier. I was going to call that complete and give you a critical ace, but unfortunately the numbers were not with you tonight.
The numbers have not been with us, like, at all.
it's just not your night for that.
Nope.
So I think, yeah, like, a couple of hours pass, and then you see the ocean kind of rise, and you feel the earth move again. And the creature returns. It is clearly wanting what was on the beach. And the fire... I'm going to say the blood crystals are still gone. Like, gone. They sort of were cured. And the bandages have held from earlier. But it is still working with the flaming magma tears. And it does burp a little bit. And there's like a little... wisp of fire that comes up as it approaches.
Oh, I didn't realize I cured that. I'm pretty sure I didn't cure that, because I did not roll a 10+ on that.
Oh, you are correct.
Because it shouldn't have cured.
I'll say it's the all of the blood crystals on one side.
Okay, cool. Still a little extra.
Still a little bit on the other side. So okay. It is still not super happy.
All right. Let's get him again. Let's just do the same thing. It worked more or less. We just rolled like butt.
All right, trade out some new die, and I also got to get.
Oh, I have an idea. I have an idea that I want to use Yakov for. For the I want to do the we go on 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wanna put my potion that I made inside the fish that Yakov tries to give the thing.
Okay.
So that it consumes my fish with Yakov's
medicine.
Medicine, yeah.
Okay. Let's see, trying to decide if that is more grit or acuity.
It's we go on 3.
Yeah, it's rolling plus.
Oh, plus that.
We
okay.
pick a stat. Yeah. I think it's going to be a set 'em up roll. For
cool.
Basically,
that's been going well.
So I'm going to use the same stat, which is plus fine, and everybody, both of you, roll plus fine.
Okay.
You are allowed to swear on this one.
I just dropped my dice on the floor.
Oh, I got a 7.
10.
You got a 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got a 10. You can hold one and spend it to advance on the control track, rescue a teammate that rolled 6 or below, push the monster back on the control track, gain a session ace, or refresh a critical ace.
I'd like to advance on the control talk.
All right, so you are now at the D6 point. It is still at the D12. All right, who's next? I think, Cleary, you're the only one who wasn't involved in that one. What were you doing at the same time that they were kind of doing that plan?
I mean, I'm going to be a broken record on this one, but basically I want to make sure that net's going to hold again.
Okay. Going to do the what have you got in your mouth?
Yep.
Go for it.
That is a 7, but I'm going to go ahead and burn one of my aces.
Okay.
And so we're at the D6 now?
Yes.
Okay. It only knocked it up to a 9.
Alright, your lock is weak if the monster is who can use. So advance both of you on the monster track. Well, that puts you at the D8 and the monster at the D10.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Alright. So yeah, you guys get the net back over it, and you're starting to sort of like pin the monster down with the net.
Alright.
But it is starting to sort of thrash around a bit. And the slippery banana peels are kind of giving it a little more movement under the net than it probably had the previous time around. But the net is holding for now.
That's fair.
I think now that we're at D8, I'm going to try to get both eyes clear this time, and I want to use an ace as well.
Okay, go for it.
Shoot. That's only a 7.
Alright, and that is the cure move that we're doing with your Franken method.
Mm-hmm. So to be clear, the monster ate my potion?
Yes, okay, the monster has eaten your potion.
Perfect.
On a 7-9, so you heal the wound at great cost, reset the players, and monster. Okay, reset everybody's positions back to the beginning and then advance the monster 2 segments. The wound mutates, shifts, or changes, or your cure fails but sets up the team, say how, and give somebody +1 to the move. And I think you can choose that.
I think of those, maybe, and if you don't agree, let me know. I feel like maybe it makes the most sense for that to have failed and for me to maybe set up either of you to try your own cure.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Or do we have a... Yeah?
Yeah.
Do either of you have like another idea of how to do that?
Yeah, I'm gonna specifically try to knock off those things again. And okay. I realized last time that I actually have a training that would help with that.
Okay. How does the Franken method fail us?
Yeah, so like I said, it's like a magical way of trying to remove a blockage. So, and it's also a very, very new method that I came up with probably about last week. So perhaps, like last time, one of the eyes does get cleared, but the other one doesn't. And maybe like a shard breaks off of the uncleared eye, which ends up irritating the monster a little bit extra.
Okay. Sounds good. Lena, we were going to try and knock off the stuff.
Yes, and I also have reason to use one of my aces because I have my one of my trainings is the practical polyp removal and reuse, and a polyp is a growth. Hmm. So this is a growth. I'm gonna try to whack it off because I know how to do that. I'm basically gonna hit it with my staff.
Okay, and I think you kind of like get that idea maybe from the shard that fell out.
Yeah, that's another 7. Have I rolled anything more than a 7 this entire game?
I don't. I think you might have gotten a 10 at one point.
Maybe, yeah.
So that was on a cure roll?
Yeah.
Okay, you get to choose one. Heal the wound but at great cost. That means you reset everybody back to like the base position on the control track and then move the monster 2 segments.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think it's going to cause him to thrash a lot and kind of knock him loose a little bit, so we're going to have to get him more under control again.
Okay, so the monster is at the D8 position, and you are at the D4 position now. Cleary, what are you doing?
Not really sure.
I think the net is definitely starting to come loose again.
Because I don't want to just keep using that same move over and over again.
Can I do something and set them up? Like, do we have to go in order?
No, we don't. Okay. I've just been kind of
doing
I'm going to
throw my staff to Franken, because I'm kind of, like, under the monster and I can't get there, and I can feel it getting loose. So I'm going to throw my staff to Franken and say, wave this, get his attention.
I'm going to wave that, get his attention.
Okay. We'll come back to you in a second, Cleary.
Okay.
So you're going to kind of, there was a move for that, isn't there?
Yeah, set him up.
Set him up, yeah. So you're going to set him up.
Can I also use this as an opportunity to get him a little bit more medicine as well?
Sure, yeah.
So set him up.
All right, go for it.
11. The only thing I can roll is set him up.
So yeah, you push the monster back on the control track, and you're changed, oh wait, sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one.
It advances our control track, and we pick one.
Yes, we move. You move up to the D6 position, and you pick setting someone up, catching a glimpse of a hidden truth, and getting a session ace, or diagnosing the monster's wounds some more.
Do you think it would be helpful to diagnose the monster's wounds some more? Maybe we'd come up with another method or way to cure, since we're struggling a bit still.
Okay, so ask me one thing the monster can or cannot do because of the wounds.
Is he... can or cannot do? Sorry, I'm trying to phrase my question in those terms. Can he... are the wounds preventing him from, like, being still and being able to, like, to relax? Or is that, like, what is... Is he, like, irritated? And is that why he's thrashing about so?
I'm gonna say yeah. I think so. That's definitely contributing to it. I think the blood crystals are kind of, like, the net is kind of trying to pull him down, and the blood crystals are kind of irritating him when he's on the ground.
Mm. So maybe we want an alternative method of calming him down?
Well, the blood crystals are gone.
The blood crystals are gone?
That was what
you're
healed, right?
Yeah, you're correct.
Oh, so maybe...
So it's, it would be
now?
His eyes, probably.
Yeah, I think the eyes are then going for it.
Okay. So then I guess carry on. Carry on as we were.
But we advanced the control tracker, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're back up to 6?
You're back up to D6, yes. Cool. Cleary, I think you hadn't moved yet.
Yeah, I'm just realizing that pretty much nothing that I can do with grit or acuity, which are my higher stats, will help anything. I guess I would also, like, knowing this additional data that the eyes are keeping them from being able to settle down, I imagine I want to try to set them up to get them to kind of focus on whether it be an extra fish or banana or some concoction of both of them to give Dr. Yakov another chance to cure.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll fine.
Where are we at on the ace, or on the tracker at the moment?
You're at a D6 and it's on a D8.
Okay.
What'd you get?
So that is an 8.
Okay.
I'm not going to roll the ace, I'm just going to go for it.
Okay.
So are you giving +1 to somebody?
Yeah, so I'll give a +1 to Yakov again.
Okay, right. Cool. Yeah, you give a +1. So you're kind of like shouting the information over to Yakov?
Basically, I've made a weird concoction of banana and fish that I don't even really want to imagine. And I'm kind of waving it in front of the monster to get its attention. Like, to get its head to stay still as it wants to eat this.
Oh, great.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so now I still have another ace, because I only used one.
Okay.
Right? So +6, and then +1. Same method.
Go for it.
So that's just a 7. I was like, pretend I was trying to do the math again to see if I can math it above a 7. That's not how math works, it turns out.
Unfortunately.
Well, hey, you got a 7. If you heal the wound, I mean, it resets it, but does it need healing anymore?
That's true.
It's still got the fire breath.
Fire breath, okay. But I mean, that worked last time.
I think I'm going to heal the wound so that we only have to worry about the fire breath.
Okay, sounds good. So you go back to the D... I mean, you go back to the D6 and it stays at the D8. Or sorry, D4 and it stays at the D8 position. Because it goes back to the beginning and then comes forward two segments. Mm-hmm. Alright. So yeah, the Franken method, you finally figured out what the trick was and you managed to get just like this gloop, this glob of false gold kind of comes out of the tear duct and gross. Falls on the ground. And the monster is a lot happier. It is definitely like, it is starting to thrash less, but it has definitely still got some minty stuff going on in it, or not minty, some fire breath kind of coming up.
All right. I have an idea. I think we need to like hold its head down, like just its head. Like that's my idea. I think I'm just gonna say like let's see if we can get try to like hold just its head down. You know?
Okay.
Is there a way we wanna cure the fire breath through holding its head down?
I have an idea. I think gonna try to like hold its head down and then get it to sniff it like a vapor rub.
Okay.
Like sniff your good aloe stuff because it's like a fire breath, so I feel like it needs to get into the lungs somehow.
Okay. I'm on board.
So that's my idea. Okay. Just get its head down and then like rub it all over its nose and put the barrel of stuff in front of it.
I think that would be there was a go on three.
Yeah, we go on three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my idea. And I figured I could use Cleary, probably.
Yeah.
You've got a background or training that can help out with that?
Yep. Background in medical history. I think I look up ways that have helped fire breath and some of the causes of it on my data pad.
Yeah.
I think you can all go on this too if you wanted to get Yakov in there because it's at least one other team member.
Okay. I'd say that's probably just force. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
So okay. You guys are going to try and pull his head down, and I'm trying to get it to sniff
the vapor robe.
Is that the idea?
Okay. I could go with that.
Yep. Sounds good. So everyone can roll plus force.
Yeah. And I'm going to use one of my session aces because I'm using my dragon wrangling class that I audited.
Nice.
I only got a 3.
Okay. I got an
that
11.
Is a
finally.
10 from Dang. Cleary.
All right.
Nice.
So
you got two tens.
You got two tens. So both of you hold one and you can advance on the control track, rescue a teammate that rolled a 6 or below, push the monster back on the control track, gain a session ace, or refresh a critical ace, which we haven't used.
We definitely want to do the advance on a control track.
Yeah.
And maybe Same. Gain a session ace?
Can we dance twice on the control track? That'd help.
Oh, that's
cure.
True. Yeah. I mean, can we do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Go for it. I'll put Sweet. That puts both of you at the D8 position.
Excellent. Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, since we all kind of worked on that one, I'm just gonna like stick my hands in the stuff and just get it all over my hands, and then just reach up and just cover this monster's nose in stuff.
In minty aloe.
I'm actually probably going to like stick my hand in the monster's nose and just start putting it around in there so it forces it to breathe it in.
All right. I think that'll be a cure roll.
Okay.
To try and cure the uncontrollable fire bursts.
I got a 7 again, but I can cure it.
Yeah, you cure the wound, but at great cost. It is the monster's final wound, and they are cured, so you can take a breath. You have succeeded. You reset the... Well, there is no more need for the control track.
is the
monster...
great cross that your Sorry? Hands are now covered in monster boogers?
Oh, definitely. Yes. And I'm just grinning like crazy.
All right. So if we were playing a campaign, this is where you get to pick a move and upgrade. This is basically you'd level up at this point.
Yeah.
But the monster kind of like, you know, sort of shakes its head and kind of like takes an experimental exhale and no fire comes out. And it kind of starts to get up tentatively, kind of waiting to see if you guys take the net off. Do you do that?
Yeah, for sure. I'm probably just like patting its big snout, you know, like avoiding teeth. And I'm just like, all right, big boy, we gotcha. Let's go ahead and get these off of you.
Yeah, and it kind of continues its way up and grabs some of the bananas that were, some of them that were on the trees, kind of turns around and grabs some from the shore where the other monsters hadn't gone for them. Because while you were doing that, there were monsters coming and taking some of the bananas. And it just kind of has a big old mouthful of bananas and just starts spitting them into the ocean.
Interesting.
And out in the distance, you can sort of see, like, you know, a little bit, you can sort of see out on the boat, like, some people are starting to go, like, shout and point. And somebody calls over to you on the comstone and just says, "Hey, there are fish coming back." It's Fadehelm. He kind of comes out, calls them, "There are fish coming into the bay. They're coming for the bananas. I don't know what you did, but I think you've solved both problems that we had here, so thank you."
Hey, cool.
Fish do love bananas. That's...
as we all know.
Cool. I'm going to grab some bananas to feed my donkey.
All right. Congratulations. You have solved my giant whale puzzle.
Yay.
Yay.
Great.
That was fun.
So that was a fun game. We can go around. You can introduce yourselves. Tell us where we can find you all. And then I'll talk a little bit more about the game.
All right. Yeah, I'm Jory. You can find me at Many Realms. We are a actual play podcast that do short campaigns of a variety of systems. We're currently playing Urban Shadows, but we've also played D&D 5e. We've also played Dungeon World and Mall Kids and others. We're probably getting close to wrapping up our Urban Shadows campaign session by the time this comes out. I don't know. But in that case, we'll be doing a lot more. You can find us at The Realmscast on social media.
Hey guys, I am Susanna, also known as Keeper Susanna. I am the GM or Keeper of the Monster of the Week actual play Thornvale. It is a hard-hitting, monster-heavy podcast about a bunch of monster hunters as they struggle to protect a small island town off the coast of Florida. We've got big scary monsters. We've got death around every corner. Come check us out. It's a good time.
Hi. Once again, I am Derek. I am the host, producer, and tamer of shrews for Rolling Misadventures. Basically, we take a bunch of podcasters, make them play tabletop games, and then I turn those into 2-episode improv audio dramas with full sound design and backing scores. Along that, we hop between all sorts of genres. So if you're looking for a 90s teen Goosebumps drama, if you're looking for a kung fu romance, or pretty much anything else you can think of, you'll find something on our show. And you can find that at rollingmisadventures.com or wherever you're listening to this show. Just search for us. You do have to subscribe, because if I just pulled the episodes through Graham's show here, he would yell at me.
Yeah, that's probably true. But like in a nice British way, which is just how I do. We have been playing a game called Monster Care Squad, which is, believe, currently on Kickstarter. I think the Kickstarter started on July 3rd. So definitely go back that, check it out. It's a fantastic game coming out from Sandy Pug Games. There's a really amazing crew on it that looks just wonderful and diverse and just some really cool people working on this really neat little game. So you can follow them. I think it's at Sandy Pug Games on Twitter if you want more information. And you can probably also find a link to the Kickstarter there. And if you're wondering where Lemon, Bear, Ross, and Finch are, they will be back probably on Wednesday at our regular time. All right. Thanks for playing with me, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.